Things are tough. We live in a very bad time. We live a pretty horrifying existence, I think. I think Facebook was really our last nail in the coffin. It's really exposed us to just the worst parts of everyone. And just conspiracy theories are just out of control at this point. I have a theory on conspiracy theories. Just a regular theory. But I think that men are 100% more likely to become interested in conspiracy theories when no one is having sex with them. Yeah. This joke is actually dedicated to my Uncle Dave. I worry about a lot of things. That's one of them. But I also like to worry about divorce. I'm sure it's quite clear by this point in the show that I'm not married. But I do worry about divorce. Because it doesn't matter if I'm married or not. Like, I might still get divorced at some point, you know? You're never in the clear with that one. Like, it could always be out there, right? Like, it's you're never out of the woods. Unless you die, and then you're home free. But otherwise, you might get divorced, you know? Like, I know a couple that was married for 36 years and then got divorced. 36 years. That's such a, like, that's so much time. You know, to put into something and then, like, quit. Like, those are my parents, by the way. That's that's how I know them. And, like, I took it well. Honestly, if your parents get divorced after that amount of time and they tell you, you're like, yeah, I know. Like, we took it well. My brothers and I just found out in a group chat. It's been 5 years and one of my brothers hasn't even opened it yet. So, like, I think he's just assumed. Pretty small family. Growing up, it was mostly just us and my grandma. My grandma took it really hard, though. She took the divorce very difficult because, like, her generation didn't even really believe in divorce, you know? Like, for her generation, like, if you didn't want to be with someone anymore, you just had to outlive them. Really the only way out, you know? My grandma did that really smart, too. She married a man 19 years older than her. It's pretty much God's divorce, really, at that point. I love my grandma so much, but we're just so different. Like, just completely different experiences, you know? Like, she grew up through the Depression, and, like, I grew up, like, with depression, you know? Just, like, very different wavelengths. I don't know, something about grandmas, like, they're just so good at just roasting the shit out of you, and they have no idea. Like, my grandma's just asking me questions, but they're all the questions I'm already asking myself in my darkest moments, you know? Like, and she doesn't have a very good memory, so she'll ask them over and over again. And, like, every time we talk, she asks me, like, oh, so are you making a good living as a stand-up comedian? No. Gotta try and calm down, like, no. No, Grandma, no, I make some money, but I also waitress. And she's just like, oh, okay, and you think you'll do that forever? Grandma! You know, it's funny you should ask that, because I scream that question into a pillow every night, you know?